How are you doing today? Good to see you. You know, at the climax of the Christian persecution in China, the Christians then were in hiding. And in some way, with some priests, they managed to keep the faith going. So a group of priests put their lives in danger to be able to sustain the underground church, to nourish them with the word and the sacrament. And one of those priests came up with a prearranged sign language with which he communicated with the Christians. And he would let them know where they would find him. And so he moved from one corner to the other just so the authorities don't find out. And so to the people who knew him at the time, he disguised as a laborer. This was a priest. And also one that sells bars of soap. And so Christians will usually show up in his shop and he will pretend as to selling soap to them. And the Christians will hand him some money and he will give them soap as though they were transacting. But that was no transactions. So he would give the Christians who showed up 2 bars of soap wrapped in a paper. And in between the 2 bars of soap, guess what is there? The Holy Eucharist. And then the Christians will receive the bars of soap and walk straight home, making sure nobody is following them. Will go into their homes, organize with their family, have a short service, and receive communion. That is how the Christians survived at the time. But this is to tell us the extent Christians went to be able to receive the Holy Eucharist, to be able to give reverence to the Holy Eucharist, to be able to practice their faith. But here we are today. We are free to celebrate the Holy Eucharist. In fact, I can decide to sit you here for 2 hours. Here we are with the freedom of worship. The freedom to even mount the streets in procession of the Blessed Sacrament. And we have to do that without having to look over our shoulders. That is a great gift we must appreciate. But unfortunately, for some reason, some Christians do not appreciate this amazing gift, the gift of the Holy Eucharist, the gift to be able to come to church and receive the sacrament freely. And when you look at the dangers the early Christians had to pass through, or the early martyrs of the church, some of them had to go into the catacombs, in the basement, to be able to celebrate Mass. When you look at the dangers they faced to be able to celebrate what we now enjoy freely, you cannot help but wonder why some Catholics, some Christians, at this time, find it difficult to come to church. You cannot help but wonder why some Christians have remained at home since COVID. It is difficult to come to church. They prefer to watch the Mass on the TV. But we know there's a difference. And even when they manage to come to church, it is hard to receive communion. Why would a Catholic be almost coerced into receiving the body and blood of Christ? This is what people risk their lives to receive. And even when they try to come to receive communion, sometimes they don't care if they are in the state of grace or not. And of course, we are all sinners. If we find ourselves not being in the state of grace, why would Catholics not make frantic efforts to go to confession, to reconcile with Jesus, to receive the grace to be able to frequent the Holy Communion. Today is a clarion call for us to reevaluate our attitude towards the Holy Eucharist. And have you noticed, for the past couple of weeks, the readings have maintained a particular theme on the bread of life, the Holy Eucharist. And that is for a reason, to emphasize the necessity of the Holy Eucharist in the life of a Christian. In fact, the Holy Eucharist is the source and summit of our Christian worship. Without the Holy Spirit, without the Holy Eucharist, there will be no us here. Our gathering will make no meaning. It will be a club or some kind of meeting. But the Holy Eucharist gives it an identity. That is where our worship revolves around. Because who we receive is Jesus himself, who gave himself up for us as food. And of course, the devil has a way of messing our minds up in trying to let us think or rationalize over the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist in a way that we begin to look at it and begin to doubt, is this actually the real presence of God? And that is why some people just decide they're not motivated to go and receive, because after all, they're not sure if it is the real presence of God. And it's even more painful if a Catholic is having that kind of doubt in his or her mind, if Jesus is really present in the Holy Eucharist. And this kind of thought has degenerated into disrespect and disregard for the Holy Eucharist. The people now do not treat it with utmost reverence, and they don't care how they talk about the Holy Eucharist. We know it's not lost on us what happened, you know, at the opening ceremony of the Olympics in Paris. Of all things, it was just the Last Supper they decided to mark the Holy Eucharist. That is to tell you the level the devil is going to attack the very essence of the church, the life of the church. And it's so surprising how the devil knows the power of the Holy Eucharist more than Catholics themselves. He knows how powerful it is. And that's why the greatest attack on the Catholic Church is the attack on the Holy Eucharist. And the devil manipulates people to push a narrative that makes people's faith in the Holy Eucharist dampen. People lose interest. So much so that even Catholics in church do not show absolute reverence to the Holy Eucharist. Some come to receive communion in an irreverent way. And even when we receive the communion, there is a decorum required of one who has received Jesus before and after. Sometimes it's surprising to me when people come to receive communion and they just walk straight to their car. They just walk to the door. And some come to receive communion, there is no composure. It's as if they are coming to take buffet. But this is Jesus. It is not ordinary food. It is Jesus himself. So we are called today to reevaluate our attitude towards the Holy Eucharist, to know and to believe that that is the real presence of God. It's Jesus' body, soul, and divinity that we receive. And it is not a matter of human convention. It's not a matter of personal reflection or human reflection. Jesus himself taught us that the bread that I give is my flesh. And on the night he was betrayed, he presented it to disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat this, for this is my body. He did not say, this is a symbol of my body. So the Holy Eucharist is not just a symbol of Christ's love it is also the real presence of God, his body, soul, and divinity. And the same he does with the chalice. He said, take this, drink it, this is my blood. He did not say this is a sign or a symbol. This is my blood. It's a categorical statement. And today in the gospel, Jesus emphasizes and says, unless you eat the flesh and drink of the blood of the Son of Man, you do not have life in you. And anyone who eats the body and drinks the blood of the Son of Man will have life eternal. And I will raise him up on the third day. And we have come to understand that the Holy Eucharist is also viaticum, food for the journey. And who is on the journey? You and I. We are pilgrims. We are on the journey. And it's the Holy Eucharist that sustains us on this journey. And that is why we take the Holy Eucharist to the sick. Because it's also nourishment. It's also a sacrament of healing, of body, and of soul. And that's why we take the Holy Eucharist also to the dying. Because it's also a food for the journey to eternity. So we must ask ourselves today, how is my devotion to the Holy Eucharist? Do I reverence the Holy Eucharist? Do I frequently receive the sacrament at Mass? Do I long to receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist? Do I know the effects of the Holy Eucharist on the heart that receives it? The Holy Eucharist strengthens us. It increases the sanctifying grace of God in our lives. It increases our love for God and deadens our inclination to evil. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are overburdened, and I will give you rest. And where is Jesus calling us? In the Holy Eucharist, in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Chapel of Perpetual Adoration. How often do you visit Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament? How often do we spend time before Jesus, before the Holy Eucharist, and say, God, I am here. Jesus, I love you. All I have is yours. Yours I am. Yours I want to be. Do with me whatever you will. Last Sunday, we read about Elijah who was running away. And the angel fed him with food, with bread and water. That is how the Lord sustains us. He sustains us not with ordinary bread and water, but the Holy Eucharist. In difficult times, in trying moments, in that moment when you may cry like Elijah, Lord, this is enough, take my life. Jesus is saying, come to me and I will strengthen you. And the psalmist tells us today, in fact, he promises and assures us that test and see that the Lord is good. Is someone willing to test? And if you really do, you will see that really the Lord is good.